Hello, Audio Boo. It is Lisa coming to you again from what sounds like my little heater taking off for parts unknown. This was the last of any kind of planned topic I could think of, so say your prayers real hard, and maybe tomorrow I will come up with something that is not iPhone / productivity related, or that is not cold weather gripe related. Fortunately for all of you, tonight is the first of those two, meaning it is just a real brief discussion of iPhone productivity stuff. A fairly large part of my day, or at least some of my free time, is Twitter. I have a feed that I monitor personally and one for work. And often there is some crossover between the two, of course. And there are times when I have time to read and respond and whatever, and there are times that I don't. And in that case, favorites in Twitter really come in handy. And this was why I was trying to learn the other week, last week I guess, about TweetList Pro and some of the double and triple tap kinds of commands. When I'm at the PC, I read tweets with the cube. And if I find, let's say, an audio boo that I want to listen to, or an article that I want to read, I will favorite it. Now, sometimes I have time, and I'll just bring up the audio boo, and I'll listen. Or I have time, and I'll bring up the article, and I'll either read it, or I will add it manually from within Internet Explorer to Instapaper. But it seems like there's no happy medium. So if I'm kind of rushed, I'm really kind of rushed. So often what I'll do is I'll favorite those things. And then when I'm walking around the house, or if I'm eating a meal by myself, or if I'm working out, I will go through my tweets. And often where I start is my favorites. And I will go through those favorites, and I will, I'm going to forget which one is which. It's either a triple tap or a double tap and hold. I think it's a triple tap. That will allow me to either link, you know, open the link for an audio boo and play it, or to add something to Instapaper to read it later. So I'll go through and I'll do that, and I'll unfavorite the tweet, and I'll go through and I'll just kind of categorize them. And then, you know, and the boos, I'll listen to them. And then I can go into Instapaper and I can just read articles. And if it's something that I want to do at the computer, like, you know, 7 tweaks to try today or whatever, then I can leave that where it is and just look it up on the computer. But if it's just something I want to read, I can listen wherever, whether that be, like I said, on the exercise machine or whatever. And I don't have to all the time, but I really like the fact that I can. This would work nicely also if you have a long commute or a car trip or something. The other thing that I will do is I will read things in TweetList. And sometimes I will reply if it's just something where I want to reply to the person. Sometimes I'll reply, or I'll favorite it, and then I'll reply on the computer. Or I'll do the same thing. I'll listen to boos, or I'll save articles to Instapaper to read later. So for me at least, TweetList Pro has really become a very excellent kind of a Swiss Army knife on my iPhone, because it does so many things and interfaces with so many things. And that way, when I don't have the time, or I just don't maybe want to be at my computer